guys. I'm sick. Sore throat. I'm congested. Wonderful stuff like that. But instead of getting bed rest, I am gonna do the Sexy Times questionnaire. It's 2 years old and I can't say who wrote it because the account is gone, deleted. But I figured, why not? Fucking maintenance is doing something upstairs anyway, so I can't really sleep through it. So yeah, let's just do the thing. Question number one. When did you lose your virginity? I was 19. Two. Rough sex or soft and tender? In general, rough sex. If it's like a first time meet, I would like it to start off soft and tender and then gradually become rough. Yeah. Question number three. Do you have any unusual kinks or fetishes? I don't even know anymore because I found a lot of kinks and fetishes on Reddit that I can relate to. So, well, now that I think about it, I do have a mild interest in rape play. Consensual, non-consensual. That is something I haven't tried yet, but would be down for. Weirdest place I've had sex? The weirdest? I haven't really found any weird places yet. Nope. Most of the places I've had sex are pretty common, or at least not out of the norm. Favorite sex position? Probably doggy style or missionary. I'm basic. Favorite cuddle position? Spooning. I am always the little spoon. Unless the other partner is sick or just not feeling so hot, then in some cases I'm the big spoon and I'll cuddle the everlasting daylights and vital organs out of them. Do you like to be dominant or submissive? I am 300% submissive. Even if I don't have the voice for it. Have you ever had any one-night stands? Yeah, I've had plenty. I'm not really into one-night stands anymore, but yeah, they've happened. Pretty rarely nowadays. Sex on the bed, couch, or floor? All of the above. Well, on the floor, I hope there's like shag carpet or something. Or maybe the floor is covered with pillows. I don't know. I would have to like really, really be horny if I just go straight to the floor, you know? Have you ever been caught masturbating? If so, by who would you ask them to join? I was like partially caught when I was like 14 by my grandma. She didn't see me actually do it, but I was like pantsless under the bed and she lifted the blanket and she yelled at me. So she didn't see me do it, but she's wondering why the fuck am I not wearing my PJs. Last question, I'm not even acknowledging. That's weird. Have you hard sex in a public place. Yeah, but it was only for like 5 minutes. It was in a movie theater parking lot on a busy Friday night, and I was paranoid as fuck because we weren't parked that far, so anybody could have seen. But we stopped once I saw a cop cruiser pull on the lot, and I was like, okay, we need to stop, because I'm not about to get a public indecency charge. What does your favorite sexy underwear look like? I don't really have a favorite pair, because I have so many pairs already. And generally I don't wear panties, so I don't think about underwear unless I'm going to work. I guess my favorite would be like my Victoria's Secret rhinestone set. That's been my recent favorite. I have a black set and a pink set, and the straps for the top and bottoms are aligned with rhinestones, so if you're under a disco ball or any sort of lights, you yourself will become a disco ball. It's there, that sparkly, and it's near impossible to find a set that isn't already sold out. If you're a woman, what could he or she wear? I'm not really picky, just wear boxers or panties. They're gonna come off anyway. How often do you have sex? If I'm actually attempting to be social, probably like once every day or once every other day. If I'm not trying to be social, or if I'm sick or anxious, like I have been recently, probably like once or twice a week. Yeah. Do you prefer giving or receiving oral sex? Definitely giving. I can live without receiving. It's not the, it is on the bottom of moves that I prioritize to get me off. I'm just not into it, so I'd rather give. Is there anybody right now that you'd like to have sex with? Probably Daddy. I miss him. Most embarrassing thing that's ever happened to you during sex? It didn't happen to me. It happened to the guy I was with at the time. He was high off of his ass on synthetic weed. This was about 6 or 7 years ago. So this was when synthetic marijuana was just coming out in the market, before anyone knew it was laced with shit, or before anyone knew it was really fucking bad for you. So at the time he was like, it's like weed, but it's not, and you can legally smoke it, yay. Well, he had a whole lot of it before we hooked up, and within maybe 2 minutes of sex, he had a raging panic attack, and it was physically crippling for him, and obviously he couldn't do it anymore, and he needed like 5 minutes to himself to like breathe normally again, like, and get his physical bearings back. I felt bad for him, but that's why I don't advocate stuff like that anymore in general, whether or not you're about to have sex. Let's see. A song you'd listen to during hard slash rough slash kinky slash sexy times. I don't know about a particular song. I probably just play the full album, either by A Perfect Circle or Deftones or Tool maybe. In this moment, pretty much, I'm really into like really. For that kind of thing, I'd be something that's really heavy as far as rock or metal goes, but still slow paced. So it's really erotic. A song you'd listen to during soft, slow, passionate, sweet, sexy times. Pretty much any old school R&B. Or to say it was above, I can go with slow, hard rock as well, but mostly R&B, like Luther Vandross or Janet Jackson, Mint Condition, New Edition. It's easier for me to just go by albums than just picking a single song. My phone just, someone just texted me. Sorry. ID, are you into dressing up for sex? Not necessarily. I don't dislike it, but it's not something I do generally. I'd much rather wear something sexy going out that may stimulate the other person to wanna dick me down later when we're in a private spot or when we go back home. Does that count? Would you prefer sex in the bath or the shower? Shower, because then the less water that's hitting the dick or the pussy, the better. Water is not good lubrication. So we can fondle and have foreplay in the bath, but have sex in the bath, that's just not gonna be as pleasant as it goes in my head. Have you ever had a threesome? If not, would you? I have had threesomes a few times, and I'm down for more. If you could have sex right now with anyone, who would it would? Did I? Wait, I already answered this. This is a repeat. Well, anyone is capitalized, so I guess it means anyone without repercussion or without the chance of being rejected. If I could have sex right now with anyone, who would it be? Well, the first time I already said daddy, but I guess I gotta think of somebody that's less realistic. Well, I feel like this would be a better question to answer if I was 100%, and right now I'm like 40% as far as brain functionality goes. Because all I'm thinking about right now are fictional characters. Let me see. I guess Seto Kaiba from Yu-Gi-Oh! Is that a choice? That's a really old show. I'm sure he's legal age now to be able to do that kind of thing. Alrighty. Do you slash would you use a sex toy? Of course I use sex toys. I don't use them a whole lot unless I'm not having sex like I normally do. But sometimes I'll be on GWA and I listen to shit and it gets me hot and bothered anyway, so sometimes that's a special occasion that I may use it twice for. Have you ever sent someone a dirty text picture? So what was it? Yeah. I post lewds or nudes, so it would. I don't see the issue in doing it privately to somebody. You know, so yeah, I send boobs sometimes. They're really nice boobs. Is there anything you do after sex? The first thing I think of is, well, using a bathroom. Always pee after sex. And I guess it depends on the time of day. I like food after sex is wonderful. I don't really set a schedule for things to do after sex, particularly. I guess it depends on the moment, how I'm feeling, that sort of thing. Would you have sex with your best friend? I don't feel that way about her, but I guess I technically have indirectly. That doesn't make any sense. Well, what I'm saying is, I've been in a threesome with her before and another guy, but we didn't do anything with each other. We just focused on the guy we were with, but we never, like, touched each other or anything like that. But we just saw each other naked and getting pounded and whatever. But presently, as far as like direct, like actually have sex with her, no, I wouldn't. Early morning sex or late at night sex. If we're just talking in general with like a regular hookup or whatever, probably late at night sex. Because I don't want anyone waking me up in the morning before I have coffee or anything like that. But if it's with a partner like my sir or my daddy, someone I'm actually legitimately connected with and attracted to, early morning sex is a-okay. Usually if I have enough energy, I'm the one initiating it. Something that will never fail to get you horny. Pretty much any type of act of domination. Hand around the throat, getting spanked, whispering dirty and possibly degrading things in my ear. Favorite body part on him or her? On him, if a guy is standing naked in front of me, I'm probably gonna look at like his abs first and then the rest. Generally, probably the eyes are my focal point with men in general. Some guys have really pretty eyes and they're beautiful and sweet. On girls, pretty much the same thing. Well, you know what? With girls, I look at the face as a whole. That's usually what I admire the most, are her facial features, and then the rest of her body comes into consideration. On myself? I think my boobs are pretty cute. Oh my goodness. And also, my lips. My lips are pretty sweet too. Doesn't sound as superficial as boobs. That's probably my favorite part. My whole body. Lips and boobs. Do you watch porn? Yeah, not as often as I used to. If we're talking just general Pornhub, RedTube, X video porn, and yeah, I go on there pretty rarely nowadays, but I'm not opposed to watching porn on there. Most of the porn I watch is on the Gone Wild subreddits, or I listen to it on GWA. Okay. That was fun, I think. I'm gonna see if I can attempt to go back to bed now. So, I hope you like this and don't judge my sick voice too much. Later.